Welcome, everyone. That's right. Thank you so much. It is time for The Good Stuff. We're Kim and Mike Burge. Delighted to be with you today.
And what do we got coming up today on The Good Stuff?
We have 1 Corinthians 13, but we're going to do the Christmas version.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is.
Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. When it comes to gift giving, you can go to tsln.com and subscribe. You can also go there to get the latest stories, sales reports, and updates. Tri-State Livestock News, they're what ranchers read.
And of course, they want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas as well.
Of course they do. All right. A Happy New Year 2025. Yeah.
Where did this article come from?
Actually, we got this. Jim has had this for a long time. He first got it in 2003. This is a piece that, through the course of time, Kay Jorgensen passed it on to Jim Thompson when he shared it on The Good Stuff, like I said, in 2003. 1 Corinthians 13. It's the Christmas version. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights, and shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator.
Aha. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but I do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook.
If I work at the soup kitchen, carol in the nursing home, and give all that I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, it profits me nothing.
If I trim the spruce tree with shimmering angels and, with crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in the Christmas cantata, but do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point.
Love stops the cooking to hug a child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the husband.
Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens.
Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they are there to be in the way.
Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who can't.
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Love never fails.
Video games will break. Pearl necklaces will be lost. Golf clubs will rust. But giving the gift of love will endure.
All right. Well, a little Christmas thought there a couple days before the holiday. I know we're just a couple of days away from Christmas, and many of you have wrapped up your Christmas shopping. But if you haven't, some things to think about. Many reasons to shop local for Christmas, including supporting the community. Local businesses support the local economy, artists, farmers, and entrepreneurs. When you shop local, your sales taxes stay in the community. Creating jobs, local businesses often employ local workers, and as they grow, they can create more jobs. Personalized service. Local businesses often offer more personalized customer service because the owners and staff know their customers and the products. Community interaction. Shopping local in person lets you see people from your community and become more involved in the local area. Shorter lines. Local stores tend to have smaller crowds and shorter lines. Local retailers may have on-street parking or closed lots. And local businesses offer unique items that aren't available on major chains. Local businesses owners know their products and can adjust their inventory to include what the local people want. Just a friendly reminder from The Good Stuff to remember your local merchants, especially in these final couple of days before Christmas.
And we have a special Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays going out to everyone from Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota. They are grateful for their customers and their community, and they wish you the very most blessed Christmas of all.
And of course, from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota. And a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn. This has been Mike and Kim Burge on The Good Stuff, wishing you a Merry Christmas.